I don't disagree. While I'm not an FT8 enthusiast myself, you know, the reality is that works really well on you know, the weak signal VHF and UHF stuff. So it is popular there for a reason. And the VHF contests, the ARRL ones and the CQ ones and various other ones, you know, for years and years. You know, the rule is, you know, you can make QSO, you know, per station, you know, one per band. And any mode went, you could do it on sideband, you could do it on CW, you could do it on RIDI. It didn't really matter, as long as you make the contact on that band. And then with the advent of PSK31 and then eventually FT8, particularly with FT8's ease of getting grid square into the you know, QSO, you know, it kind of became the de facto standard. So, you know, the ARRL contests have made a analog-only category, you know, for CW sideband only. And that attracts a handful of people, but not really enough to make it a, you know, it's not enough of those stations out there to work each other to really make it fun. And CQ has apparently not done that, so it's still any mode goes, which is, you know, by default FT8. So I was not able to get on again. Busy weekend. So maybe next year.